Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Meet the Shoe Podcast. I am Sade.
I'm Nina.
So we have some shackle history unleashed for you today. And It's been some little things going on as far as safety. I mean, how can we distinguish who's who nowadays? You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to be on a defense. You have to be aware of everything. You got to be 10 toes down. You know what I'm saying? So this story is just kind of weird to me. We have a man was being called by, his name is William. He's an 81-year-old man. Mm-hmm. And he was being, scammed over the phone. Everybody's been hearing about all these scams on the news, you know, people telling you to get someone out of jail, or they have a ransom. You have to pay them $12,000. I don't know what about that lucky number, $12,000, or get $300 in Walmart cards and send them the gift certificates and, you know, all that scammy stuff. Right. So William had got this call in March. Stating his nephew was in jail and he needed to send $12,000. Then it turned into $12,000 ransom money.
Okay.
I'm assuming the man, they called a couple times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this man, older man, 81 years old, he's scared. He don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, a woman comes in the Uber. So these same scammers sit in Uber to pick up a package. This is all that's going through Mr. Brock's mind, that they're at the door to collect the ransom. He has a gun in his hand and he goes towards the woman. We don't want to show the video.
Right.
It's like scary at the same time, but just to have the family, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to see a video like that of my mother asking for her last, you know, pleading her last, you know, death, or, you know, not knowing she's
going. But here's the tricky part. So the guys that called to tell him that his nephew needed money to get out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Well,
get him out of jail, right? And then it turned into a ransom that they had him kidnapped.
I'm assuming yes.
Mm-hmm. Ohio. So I know is from, you know, in the past of doing carrier service, that the person that's on the, who makes the call to the carrier service has to pay. The person that's being picked up, or the article that's being picked up, does not have to pay anything. Right. So if they're saying that they can't narrow it down to where, who is the person who made the phone call to the 81-year-old man's house? And I'm assuming this is all alleged, that by him being an 81-year-old man living on his own, he probably wasn't as coherent, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. With like his memory and, you know, mental things. He probably heard all of the bad things, panic, right?
Yeah.
We'll say that. And even though it's said that it was a 61-year-old Black woman that got murdered, right? Uh-huh. But in, just to clear it all across the board, just to be clear, the scammers said that they needed that it was a $12,000 ransom, right?
Yes. Yes. And then the scammers called the Uber driver to pick up the money. I'm thinking this is a concentrated somewhere. I don't know. It seems fishy. It had to be somebody that was in the state in that facility, and they had to have known this man. Because it could have been somebody scamming from overseas. Not at all. No, I can't see that. Because how were you going to get the $12,000 if he did hand over a bag of money to this Uber driver? How was you going to get this money?
Because I've had some people overseas when the internet first got hot. This is like over 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. I say this was like around 2009, 2010, when I had put my book out, my email was like massive. It was going right. And there was some hackers that got into my email and was asking my family members through email.
Wow.
For $2,000.
What?
They were asking for $2,000 and said that I was held at ransom. So my phone started blowing up.
Right.
And I was just like, dang, who is this? And then my friend from out of town called me and was like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, nothing. You know, I'm just all nice and jolly. Yeah. She's like, I just got this email that said that you was kidnapped. And they needed $20,000 and they didn't just needed $2,000 more or your life would be taken away. I was like, what?
Whoa.
And so I was kind of laughing. We thought it was funny, but then they showed me and then like four more people that I'm not like, you know, like connected to like that, but we cool. They send an email back, say, you know, and then some of the customers that have bought the book, I don't know how they got it, had bought my book, was like, hey, we just wanted to know, are you okay? Is this real? Is this fake? Like, you, yeah. But this was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying, like you said, it's not overseas. These people were overseas for me, but you're saying, it had to be. Yeah, it had to be somebody that was connected to the lady. I hate that for
Lolita.
Okay.
Poor lady. Okay. Peace. I mean, it's so sad that happened.
What's the guy, the 81-year-old that shot her?
William Brock or something. Yeah, that's his name. William Brock, 81 years old, lives in Ohio. I'm assuming he's living alone. So.
He is
in jail in custody for murder. He's looking at up to 15 years.
Yeah.
It's so unfortunate on both sides, but I think he was so scared he should have thought about what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? But I think he was in that state of being scared and he was a gun carrier anyway. I don't think there was no turning to pleading him back because of the calls and then seeing a black woman, you know, he didn't know if somebody was around the corner hiding or want to jump out on him or anything, but he should have went in the house and locked his damn door. He shot her once.
Uh-huh.
Then again, and shot her two more times. He shot her in the leg. He should have just let her go ahead and get in her car and gone.
Yes. And let her go. And then he shot her again.
Yes. Two more times.
Oh my God, no. I didn't know that. I just thought that she was shot one time because he was so close to her.
Yeah,
he in shot the video.
Her. Shot her leg the first time. She got to say, please, please, let me go, you know?
And yeah.
He said, the older I get, the more senile I have become. Sorry, too many evil people in this world. It is. I mean,
yeah.
It is. And he said, you never know what people are capable of doing.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, and to go back to answer, I mean, you know, to spin off of your question, I mean, your answer, Daddy's Home, right? You don't know, but you still can never be too careful, right? You still can never be too careful because that lady was doing her job. Think of that. You, when you're going to work every day, I'm sure that you're not thinking, oh, this is going to be my last day at work.
Exactly.
You know, I'm already over careful. I'm already extra careful. And then to think that somebody wants to kill me and I'm just picking up a package.
Right.
And it's going to get a lot harder for Uber Eats, DoorDash, all of them. It's going to get harder because a lot of times just being as though that I do that sometimes, you know, drive. When the people put their address in when they put their address on the app,
uh-huh.
They'll be slick. Sneaky people will try to be slick and go into the where it'll say hand it to me, right? Or it would say the person wants to hand deliver it to you, right?
Right.
But then they'll have a whole nother address in it and a whole nother instructions in it. You know what I always say?
Oh,
you need
wow.
to contact support.
Yeah.
You need to contact support and let them know what's going on.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, the driver's safety is more important than anything. You know, you have to pay attention to a lot of little slick tricks. I seen another girl on here where she said that thank God she had her homeboy with her. One night she was out getting money, door dashing, and it was three dudes that came to the door.
Wow.
Now on the app it said it was a lady.
Ooh.
It was a lady name, and it was speaking of her. When she got there with three dudes. And then she was like, just like looking at them, and they was like, she was like, well, do you want your food? It says hand it to me. And then they were like, Oh, here, thank you. And her homeboy was like, I mean, of course she didn't say that he had no weapon or nothing, but she said he was ready.
Right. But you know
they just knew a little eerie feeling. That's why, speaking of that, there was another guy, a 24-year-old from Chicago.
Okay.
That was doing DoorDash, and this was like 4 days ago. He normally ends his DoorDash at 10 p.m., but he's 24 years old. He's a grown man. His brother said he has not returned home. He did his last order around that time. And he has not returned home.
So he's still missing.
He closed the order out. It was in Hyde Park, Chicago.
Right.
In the Hyde Park area. And he said that his brother closed the DoorDash app around 10 o'clock and he has not returned home. They haven't heard from him. 24 years old in Chicago, delivering. Yeah, and he has not returned home. Just think of that. Like, you trying to go to work.
Yeah.
And you got to worry about dying.
Every day is something you have to... oh, my God. Guys, we are going through a very big transition in this world. And I don't know how it's going to end or how it's going to go, but it's just a lot of deaths, murders. Jail is just, I mean, everything in the last couple years have been just bad things, you know what I'm saying? And it's sad. You have to be prayed up, you know, you have to tap into your higher power and try to stay positive, because it's a lot of negative evil.
And who wants to constantly, like, you don't want to go to work and you got to carry a pistol. I mean, right. That's what the police are there for, right? They have to do that daily. But that's not nothing that you even intend on doing. I gotta have my mace. I gotta have, you know, some type of scissors, or I gotta have a gun, or I, you know, like that. This is just too much stuff. Some kind of weapon. It's just it's too much for your thought process, because you're already trying to go to work and perform well, right? You're already trying to go to work and do a good job.
Exactly.
Then you gotta worry about if somebody's gonna take you out or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Much. So what did we?
A lot of people are jealous of you or hate you, and you don't even know it. That's very true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yeah.
And it's sad that you even got to think about that. But I seen this quote the other day that said you could spot a mile. And actually, it came from Birdman, right?
Uh-huh.
Birdman said you could spot a hater 2-3 blocks away, right? Mm-hmm. He said, but the people that you're cool with that's right up on your nose be envious of you, and you don't even know it. Them's exactly. The ones that you got to watch. That's sitting right up under you.
Yep. Going back and telling all your business to the other enemies.
Right. To your office, they say.
And the beat goes on. That's what
right.
They do.
Right.
But
so... There was also another story this week that broke about the director of Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Okay.
It's a woman. I didn't catch her name, but she was she's the one that approved the First Step Act, right? She was one of the approvals on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then I think J.G. Horgan or something like that, he's a senator. Right.
Okay.
This woman that approved the First Step Act for the Federal Bureau of Prison, she also is the one who made drugs illegal, excuse me, made drugs legal in Oregon.
Oh, she did.
And he said that it's, and it's on the table to get that reversed.
Oh.
But he was, the senator was getting on her because he stated that 40,000 people have been released due, excuse me, 40,000 people mm-hmm. is who works under her, and over 30,000 people have been released due to the First Step Act, and she couldn't tell him how many of those people returned to prison. How many of those people? Now, this is a law that's only been in effect for 6 years.
Right.
Right? And he said over 30,000 people have been released, and she and over 40,000 people work for her, under her, and she couldn't tell him how many of those people had recommitted a crime, right?
Yeah, or recidivism rate. So she couldn't come up with a recidivism rate. She should have been looking at those numbers.
She said she didn't know. That's what he said.
Quarter, you know what I'm saying? Just to see if they should keep on having that act. Is it working? Is it why it's not working? I mean, that's not good.
Right.
Oh, lady, yeah. She might get together.
Yeah, she was a part of the she was a part of that bill. A part of that crime bill, and they're planning on reversing it. And she had no answers, no answers. They also was getting on her for saying that there were federal FBI agents that were allowing the immigrants to come over and giving them free airline tickets for them to fly all across the world to have sex with political members. And when they got the money, they were to bring it back to their pimps, which was another political, FBI agent that sent them to do it.
Do she have paperwork?
There's no paperwork, but that's what they're saying now, that the FBI is even under investigation.
This world,
the FBI is even, the government is even under investigation because they are sex trafficking the immigrants.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
I mean, it isn't unheard of, right? I mean, this is the stuff that they do.
It's not unheard of at all. It's probably not even just the FBI. It's probably a certain couple people that work for the FBI. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Stuff
like that. We already know that in history, in the past, some of the CIA and the FBI, certain individuals that worked for that entity was bringing drugs over here from Colombia, everywhere. Yeah. Cocaine, yeah. Heroin.
Propaganda. Yes, propaganda. Yes.
You had people was drug cartels lying in their pockets. They just original, right. Ordinary people. They trying to get extra money in their pockets.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, no matter where you work, what government official you are, or where you at, they want some of that drug money in their hand or that sex trafficking money.
Look, they tired of this over $2,000 rent and mortgages too.
Okay.
They need some of this hot. They need some on the side as well to make them some money to pay their bills too.
Right.
Because none of us is exempt from bills. In the United States bill free. We just trying to make the ends meet any way we can to make sure that they can get paid for us to live.
Exactly.
And to think that you're gonna take you want to raise the retirement age. That's what the lady Nikki, the lady that wants to be a president, she wanted to raise it to 75. You already were damn near in the grave at 65, and you want to raise it to 75? The old man wasn't even, something was going on to where he could even think, like, how did that lady even in that video look like she would even harm him?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. His mind wasn't even together from the looks of it.
No, it wasn't. But
still in all, you knew if she was there and she's going away from you, why are you shooting her? She's right. Walking away from you. She was scared of you trying to run to her car like as fast as she could. Why would you shoot her and she's going away from you? She didn't come towards you. When you said there was no package there, you didn't call, she got clean away from you, especially with that gun in your hand.
She was backing up. Yes, she was.
Yeah. It's
like, you know, once an adult, twice a child, he was
That's definitely it.
Yeah, so.
That was definitely it.
Yes, it was. Oh, poor.
Well, and in entertainment news, it's been a good week now that we have Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Rick Ross,
J. Cole,
ASAP Rocky, and Drake,
right?
What's his name? Chris Brown, even though R&B in the rap, Chris Brown, right. and what's the other one? Quavo, excuse me. Chris Brown and what's the other one? Not Quavo.
Yeah,
Quavo. Yeah, that's right. Quavo and Chris Brown, ASAP Rocky and Drake and Rick Ross. J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake.
And guess who's eating it all up? 50 Cent.
And 50 Cent sitting back watching all of it because ain't nobody said nothing to him, right? And he's playing it all on his page, right? The thing about that is, and then there was some women even trying to get in it as well, but not with them in their own little like beefs, right? But even with that, right? It's not even friendly because they're putting their mamas in it. You already put the baby mamas in it, right? And it's when it starts getting that deep, it's like, you guys are rich. We don't seek, you just seek to live, right? You don't really seek to get rich because for some reason, the industry used to be this big secret society that we all would want to be in. Ooh, right. I'm going to hang with the stars. Ooh, I'm going on TV. Ooh, I got the plug. That's garbage now. It's looking real garbage now because there's no value into what y'all's talking about.
No value. It's like it's a bunch of bull crap. I mean, to nothing that's, you know, of substance. Nothing encouraging to even want right. you to even be in the business, to be around it, to even, you know what I'm saying? It's sickening. And then it's still talking about Puff Daddy, how Puff Daddy done took old man Carl Lewis down back in the day. This man dead. Why y'all keep on talking about this?
I don't believe that. I'm just saying I don't. They keep putting anybody on him. Some of these stories about Puff Daddy is becoming real. It's past ridiculous. And people just adding in stuff and remembering all these things. And I'm just like, if y'all have all these stories about why didn't y'all say none of this stuff years ago? Now all these lawsuits, I mean, the man from all the money that y'all want from him, he's broke now.
Oh, right. Okay.
So get in line. Get in line because all the stuff that they're talking about and saying is not even adding up.
No, it's not. But
this,
you know,
one man did this stuff to all these people.
Well, if he over 20, 30 years, he probably done took some girl. If he took them down, that's they sexual profession, whatever, go in the bedroom with them people. Why is y'all worried about what you got going on in the bedroom with people?
Yeah.
He probably done had sex with 1,000 men and 1,000 women. And
right. For him to have all them sexual partners and he's still healthy, he's blessed.
Okay, right. And then they say, he did to kids. Now, if he would have did to any kids, you already know. Them damn FBI, as soon as they seen one kid in the video, they'd be all over it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, nothing, it don't seem that there's any substance of anything that they took from out of his house. I mean, they could be waiting. They could be waiting, right? It just doesn't seem to be. And also, like they said, they went in there to protect because there was a lot of powerful people for years at his parties, yeah. Always. Mm-hmm. So,
girl, did you see Jada Smith grind up behind Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I did. But guess what? Justin Bieber didn't look like he was bothered by it.
No, he wasn't bothered.
And it didn't look like it was violation. It didn't look like a violation.
Right. It didn't.
And then they proceeded to continue to walk. I mean, that could be a way that they meet and greet or how they interact. I don't know. But it didn't look like it was a problem. So guess what? And even if so, and that's what I'm saying. They haven't really put that much focus on that. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? It's their business.
It's their business. If they want to have sex right there right in front of everybody, that's their business.
Yeah, that's why I said nobody really even put much. Some of the blogs brought it out, but nobody went much with it.
Yeah, not at all. Gosh, yes. So, guys, we thank you guys all for listening to Meet the Shoe Podcast. We hope you continue to listen to us, and please support our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? It's in the link below. You can purchase anything at any time, and the packages will arrive to you ASAP Rocky, 24 hours after payment. So we thank you guys. See you.